This is HPR episode 2646 entitled, Liverpool Make First 2018, interview with Steve and Gerard from the Liverpool Astronomical Society, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Tony Hughes aka Tony H1212, and is about 6 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, in this episode I talk to Steve and Gerard from the Liverpool Astronomical Society.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
This is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio, and with me I've got...
Hello, I'm Steve Southern. I'm president of the Liverpool Astronomical Society, and we're here at Makefest. And with me is...
Gerard Gilligan, unofficial historian of Liverpool Astronomical Society.
Thank you. Could you tell us a little bit about what you're doing here today?
Okay, so we've been here ever since Makefest first started, so we come every year to this. And what we do is we're up on the fourth floor, and that gives us access to the flat roof on top of the Central Library here in Liverpool. And we've got solar telescopes, which are very specialised telescopes that can safely look at the sun. And let me say, warning, don't ever look at the sun, and don't put binoculars or ordinary telescopes up at the sun. Always seek expert advice from the likes of the Liverpool Astronomical Society. So we're here at Makefest, and what we like to do is show the public what the sun looks like through a solar telescope, and that is there's prominences, sunspots, and things like that that we can look through. Prominences are solar flares, and you can see them during the course of the day. You'll actually see them grow and grow and then detach. And sunspots, you can see little patches of sunspots on the sun's surface as well. Or can I say normally you do that, but this year is quite a minimum. So what a lot of people don't know is that the sun has a cycle, and it goes from maximum to minimum. And just at the moment, we're at the minimum part. So there's not a lot happening. However, there are a few solar flares for the public to look at. And they all enjoy coming along and having a look at it.
When you talk about maximum and minimum, that's to do with the solar activity and the amount of electromagnetism that the sun's putting out, is that correct?
Yeah, yes it is. I don't think we totally understand it. We just know it cycles over 11 years, maximum to minimum, and then back to maximum again. So we've got, during the course of the next few years, it'll get more and more active. It's all about magnetism and plasma on the surface and things like that. And we're learning more and more about it all the time.
Thank you. Do you want to tell me a little bit about the history?
Yes, Liverpool Astronomical Society is probably one of the world's oldest provincial amateur astronomical societies in the world. Founded in 1881, primarily by a reverend from West Kirby on the Wirral, Thomas Espinall Espin. Really there was a need for allowing individual astronomers to come together to share their observations. So Liverpool did exactly that from December 1881. And for the first 10 years of its existence, it was only second to the Royal Astronomical Society based in London. There were a few occasions where some of the meetings were attended by 3,000 people in St. George's Hall. They eventually became world-renowned, and astronomers, both amateur and professional astronomers from all over the world, if they wanted to let everybody else know about what they were doing, what their observatories were doing, they would send their papers to Liverpool to be read at their meetings. And a few years, there was a need for a national amateur astronomical association to be formed based in London. and that happened in 1890. So the parent society to the now British Astronomical Association is Liverpool. And as I say, I'm here today to do a bit of research to do with the society's history.
Oh, that's really interesting. Is there any particular discoveries that have been made in this respect that were centred around Liverpool?
Well, one of the most interesting things is that in June 1927, there was a total solar eclipse seen over northern England. It was only 30 seconds long, but it did generate quite a bit of public interest. And the Society organised a public meeting a few days before the actual eclipse took place. And it was held in one of the central meeting halls in Coltwood Street here in the city centre. And from the minute books I've been observing and looking at over the last few weeks, I found out that meeting was attended by 900 people, and 200 couldn't get into the lecture theatre because it was so overcrowded. So it gave you an indication of the public interest.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, on the day of the eclipse, the details for the eclipse, it was low down, it was unlike today, it was completely the opposite, clouded out, but for people in North Yorkshire around the town of Giggleswick, they actually saw it for a few seconds.
So,
okay.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
What about getting information off the internet? Have you got a website?
Yeah, so the Society meets at Peckshill in Cronton. Every Wednesday from 7 till 9, our observatory up there at Peckshill is open to the public, so anybody is welcome to come along between 7 and 9. And if they check our website, www.liverpoolas.org, they'll find details of where Peckshill is, a map of how to get there, and more about our events that we have throughout the year.
Thank you very much. I'll make sure that those details are in the show notes as well as on the recording. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Hecker Public Radio at heckerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hecker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.